Park the secret trail, by gad. I am the mangrove buccaneer. We robbed the Spanish galleons sailing in the breeze. We stashed the gold in the gumbo limbo in the Florida Keys. We hid away in the mangroves, the meanest salts afloat. King of Spain demands my head, but he cannot catch my boat. So sail it through the Keys, ahoy, row the skip to shore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's sneer. Draw them out to skill the lad, mark the secret trail by gas. I am the mangrove buccaneer. Well, the lighter smoke drives the mosquitoes off, and they bite worse each day. I dim the telecom, the rigging aloft, to keep first watch for the bay. By night a fever struck my crew, they all were dead by dawn. I know that plague shall take me too, so my secret's in my song. On the last key to the west, underneath an eagle's nest, dig a fathom in the rotten tear. Chest have rotted from the grave, but the yellow bowl will prove the trade about the mangrove buccaneer. So sail it to the Keys, ahoy, row the skip to shore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's sneer. Draw them up to skill, lad, mark the secret trail by gad. I am the mangrove buccaneer. I am the mangrove buccaneer. I am the mangrove buccaneer.
How about a nice hand for Dale Crider? Well, one of my fondest memories of this wonderful festival, and I too will say that there's been more excitement, there's been more heat and more of a crossfeed between the hill and the stage this time than any time in recent memory for me. And that's what keeps things alive for those of us who profess to follow the enigmatic and wonderful, lively arts. But certainly another precious memory for me here will be the fact that this was the first time my road buddy, Roy Bookbinder, played for a large Florida Folk Festival audience, and I think I heard Brother Roy tuning up back there. And when he appears, I would hope you'd give him the tumultuous welcome that he deserves. I think you might have to sweeten it a little bit. Roy Bookbinder, ladies and gentlemen, from Tampa.
Pretty good. Been a long weekend. I gotta sit down this time. Can I have more monitor on the guitar? Oh, that's pretty good now. That's good. I'm trying to think if I already did everything I know. Would you like to sing one? I don't know if I could hear you back, but this is an old folk song that Josh White made popular. It's on my greatest hits album, Volume 3. It's called One Meatball. And the way we'd like to do this is if everybody on this side of the field would be Group 1, and you clap your hands on the beat, and Group 2, clap your hands off the beat. Then Group 1 will echo the chorus with me. When we get to it, I'll sing One Meatball, and you will echo it back. Just Group 1, right? And that means the end of verse 1. We go into verse 2. Group 2 claps on the beat. Group 1 claps off the beat. Group 2 echoes the chorus, signifying the end of the second verse. The third verse starts. Group 1 claps on the beat. Group 2 claps off the beat. Group 1 echoes the chorus. Then comes the tuba break, but we couldn't bring him with us, so you all do what you want during that. The fourth and final verse is done with Group 1 clapping on the beat, Group 2 off the beat, Group 1 echoes, and then everybody echoes, and we get on to the second song. Ready? It's in B minor. A little man walked up and down. He found an eating place in town. He looked at menu through and through just to see what 50 cents could do. One meatball. One meatball. He could afford but one meatball. He told a waiter near at hand the simple dinner that he had planned. The guests were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call. One meatball. One meatball. This here gent wants one meatball. The little man felt ill at ease. He said, sir, some bread, sir, if you please. The waiter hollered down the hall, you get no bread with one meatball. One meatball. One meatball. You get no bread with one meatball. The little man felt very bad. One meatball was all that he had. In his dreams he hears that call, you get no bread with one meatball. One meatball. One meatball. Get no bread with one meatball. Meatball. Thank you very much. Had the great privilege let me lead into it the way it's supposed to be. When I was very young, I got the chance to see Ray Charles work. I was about 13 years old, and I saw him do 5 shows for a $2 bill. They never cleared the house. They'd show a moving picture, and then Ray Charles would come on. I went in the movie theater to see this event at 10 o'clock one morning and came out 2 o'clock the next morning. Quite an experience. My mother still giving me a hard time about it. 28 years later, I got to work with Ray Charles at the Tampa Theater, something I never dreamt could happen. And it was a great privilege and honor, and I told him about that experience I had, and he told me the Lord works in mysterious ways. I said, I guess he does. I said, here we are at the Tampa Theater all these years later. And I listened to lots of Ray Charles records through my life, and I never thought I'd meet him or play with him, or I never considered doing one of his songs, but after working with him at the Tampa Theater, I decided it would be very great to do a Ray Charles song because he's really a blues singer. I didn't know that when I was 12 years old. And I thought about it for a while. Well, how are you going to do a Ray Charles song without the 18-piece orchestra and the tuxedos, without the raylettes and the pastel evening gowns, and without Uncle Ray and the piano? Immediately I realized I'd have to take the liberty to rearrange the tune. And I decided on one he wrote in 1956 with Percy Mayfield, and I thought about it and thought about it, and I wasn't getting anywhere in a hurry. And I was in Texas one time, parked behind a Howard Johnson's, American-conditioned Winnebago, you know, singing the blues. I still don't know where you're going to sleep in this traveling life, but it can get more comfortable than it was for the old-timers back then. And then it hit me. Here I am in Texas. I started to think, what would it be like if this was not when it was, but it was back, say, 1925, and I wasn't who I am, that I was Blind Lemon Jefferson, 1925, sleeping behind the Howard Johnsons. And I put on the radio, and I hear this new song by Ray Charles in 1956. You got to have an imagination to follow this. And you say, ooh, that's a good song, I'm going to do it. Immediately upon hearing it, Blind Lemon Jefferson realized, how are you going to do that without the 18-piece orchestra and the tuxedos, etc.? Realized he'd have to rearrange it. So we came out with this rhythm and blues song from 1956, kind of in a primitive Texas blues style. How do you feel when your baby's loving your best friend? I want to know. How do you feel when your baby's loving your best friend? How do you feel when your baby's loving your best friend? Feel like you're going crazy, or do you feel you always been? How do you feel when your baby sits across your mind? How do you feel when your baby's loving your best friend? Would you feel happy? Would you feel sad? You lost the best gal you had. I wanna know. I wanna know. How do you feel when your baby sits across your mind? How do you feel when your baby sits across your mind? Crack up with loud laughter, oh, you break down and start crying. Would you feel happy? Would you feel sad? You lost the best gal you had. I want to know. I want to know. Thank you. Thank you. Hard to move your fingers after getting them so moist. It's raining again out there, is it? Let's do a couple more and give it back to Gamble. Do one of my songs been requested a lot. I've done it a lot. It's an old favorite of mine by Pink Anderson called Traveling Man. I just want to tell you about a man named Coons. His home was down in Tennessee. He made his living. He was stealing chickens and anything that he could see. The Popeye man, he runs so fast that his feet never stayed in a row. When a freight train passed, didn't matter how fast, he'd always get on board. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. Traveled everywhere, and he was known for many miles around. But he didn't get caught, and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Police shot him with a rifle. Bullet went through his head. Now the people, they was coming from miles around to see if that boy was dead. Telegram down southwest, mama lived, and she was all upset with tears. Walked up and opened up the coffin's lid, but that fool had disappeared. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. Traveled everywhere, and he was known for many miles around. But he didn't get caught, and he never got a whoop until the police shot him down. Now the boy was on the old Titanic ship when it was sinking down. He was standing out by the railing, had his head hung down. I said when that boy jumped overboard, everybody said he was a fool. But about 2 minutes right after that, well, he was shooting dice in Liverpool. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man ever. Traveled everywhere, and he was known for miles around. But he didn't get caught, and he never got whooped till the police shot him. You know that the police caught the traveling man at last, and they had him up to hang one day. All the jury men, they all asked that man just what did he have to say. Begged the jury men to bow their heads in prayer. Then he crossed one leg and he winked one eye and he went up through the air. He was a traveling man, Lord. Thank you very much. I like to call back Gamble Rogers now. It's starting to rain. I think we should hurry it up. Gamble, are you... I think we should move this right along. I'd like to thank everybody for... I start to feel guilty every time I come out and do a few songs and call Gamble out, it starts to rain. Happened last night, didn't it? Don't be mad at me, Gamble. Thank you very much.
That's Roy Bookbinder. Go see him in Orlando at the Cool Jazz Festival. We're going to be merciful to you good people, and I'm just going to invite everybody to come out here right now, and we're going to have us a big group sing. Here comes Linda Kreider. Here comes Dale. Doug, you come on out here, too, if you have your guitar or just want to clap along. And Lais and Will. Dr. Clawson, why don't you come up here and sing with us?